everyone turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle, there'll always be a spot for you, and you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share, and the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's friendship circle. Today we're going to interview Saul Paul, and I'm sorry if there is like a little noise. That was just me getting my headphones ready. And guess what? Some of the people you probably know from this show, and probably lots of other people from Kids Place Live and other fun kids channels, they have recorded some, but we're also going to do it for the next episode. Don't worry. It's probably going to be all of them, but we only have a few for today. So I hope that's okay for you. And guess what? Lucy Calantari made a new album. I think I might have interviewed her. I forgot. But, oh, I did. Thanks. And Uncle Dox, who I remember definitely interviewing, he has something new, too. So we're probably going to play those later in the episode. But let's get back to who we're interviewing today, Saul Paul. Here's his song, Rise. And when we come back, his interview will start. Bye.
To the occasion, open your eyes, recognize that it's greatness within your reach. You should seize it, you should take it. Can you see it? Can you taste destiny? Hard work and the planet, that's a recipe for success. That I launch you, let them blessings be. The road to riches, though, that's where them testers be. But I'm focused, they are not stressing me.
Rise, rise, and open your.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we're interviewing Saul Paul. Hi.
Hello, Chloe. How are you today?
Good. And I have some
questions, and you can answer them. And our first one is, how did you get started in music?
That's a good question. I always listened to music when I was younger. I really, really loved listening to music. And then some years ago, some friends invited me to go to a studio and make a song, and I just listened to a song. And when I wrote my part for the song, it was just like a light bulb went off, and I was like, oh, I think this is what I'm born to do. And so that's how I got into creating music.
Oh, what was your first song?
That's a great question. It was called Sing Down in That 99. It was a song about like the new year.
Oh. And our next question is, what does it mean to be a musician with your message, and what is your message?
That should be easy, but it's so hard when you see, because it's just what I am. So I'm a musician with a message because I make music, and I don't want to just entertain people. I want to entertain them. I want to inspire them to do great things, and I want to empower them so that they feel good about themselves. And so that's what my message is. And if I sum it up into a very, very short phrase, it is to help people dream in 3D, like make their dreams a reality. Like, I live my dream. Every day I wake up, I'm excited. I'm inspired to go so I can continually live my dream. And along the way, I want to help other people do the same thing.
Oh, that's really nice. And our next question is that you've worked with other artists, and who is your favorite?
Have I worked with other artists, and who was my favorite? Great, great question. I'm really excited. Earlier this week, two artists reached out to me to collaborate and make songs with. So I'm excited about that. I can't mention it yet, but one of them is nominated for a Grammy, so that's pretty cool. But previous artists that I've already worked with, I have the most favorite person. Well, I usually work with my friends, and so they're all just my friends. I don't really like to rate them. But I do have a cool story about one of my friends. His name is Denzel, and he's from Jamaica. And we did a song together, and he sang the hook. But the funniest thing to me about it is that because he's from Jamaica, born and raised, that was his first language, he has an accent when he speaks English. But his accent is so thick, it's so strong, it's hard to understand what he's even saying when he's speaking English. And I think it's funny because he's one of my best friends, but I hardly ever know what he's saying. So it was cool. That's why I wanted him to sing the hook on my song, I'll Keep On Moving, just because even when he talks, it just sounds good. When he goes to McDonald's or orders food, it just sounds good. So it was cool to do a song with him.
Who was he? What's his name?
His name is Denzel Finley. Denzel Finley. That's his name. He's so cool. He doesn't even have, like, any fancy name. He just goes by his regular name.
Our next one is, because we've actually had other artists that we had on this show, some of them submitted their favorite holiday traditions, so what is your favorite holiday tradition?
Chloe, you are so good at this question. Wow. You make me think hard. If my wife was here, she'd be whispering in my ear, and she'd probably say, watching football. But, I just like spending time with my family and my loved ones, and I like to eat good food, and I really like to just do nothing. It's very different because maybe I think it's because I'm an artist. Like, even tomorrow I have a show, and then I leave and I'll go on tour like the same day, and I'll be gone for a week, and I get to leave Austin, Texas, where I live at, and I'll fly to DC, and then I'll take the train to Philly and then to New York, and then I'll fly back home. But so all the time I'm traveling and I'm touring. So during the holidays, I like to just do nothing and spend time with family, eat good, and watch football.
That's really nice. And our next question is, what would you do on your perfect snow day?
Snow day. What is snow? Because, again, I live in Texas. So, but I've seen it on TV, though. It's the white stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. I know what snow is. We don't get to see it much. So I really like snow. One time, my perfect snow day happened, like one of the few times that I got to see snow, and I was actually in Portland, Oregon, and it snowed, and the whole city shut down for like 3 days. You couldn't leave. You couldn't go on the streets. And so it was cool because I just hung out inside the house, drank cocoa, and I kept going outside to make snowmen and to play in the snow. And it was crazy how quiet it was because of the snow. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes. And I think where we live, we're actually probably going to get snow this week. I don't know yet, but we might.
What is it?
What?
What state is it in?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. That'd be close. I'll be in New York, so I don't know, maybe I'll see some snow this weekend.
And those are all our questions. So, thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. You did an exceptional job. I do a lot of interviews, and sometimes questions, it makes sense because I don't know the answers, but your questions are very, very cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
And I'm shining like jewels. I'm passing these tests and I'm feeling so cool, cause I know I'm so fresh, me and my crew.
Discourage me, I can be anything, can be anything.
it's Chloe. Welcome back. We have lots of new songs from artists we interviewed. There's Lucy Calantari, who we interviewed not long ago, and Uncle Dox. I hope you remember them, but you don't need to. Their songs are coming up. That's really great. So, or you could just go back to their episode if you don't want to get spoiled or something. I mean, their episodes were from a while ago, so yeah, that's pretty good. Meanwhile, let's play some holiday favorites that we got. We have Uncle Dox, Vivi Melody, and Mr. Michael. Fast fact, Mr. Michael was actually one of the first people I ever interviewed, along with Absolutely Mindy. I did interview Absolutely Mindy a while ago, too, but I actually interviewed them both, but then one of my first episodes, I interviewed them together, and they were the first people I ever interviewed. So that actually makes Mr. Michael the second person I ever interviewed, because I did Mindy first. So, here are some of the favorites from the people that we interviewed. Here they are.
Hey, this is Uncle Dox. During the holidays, I love the presents and the food. But most of all, I really enjoy the Christmas lights. Happy holidays!
I really love all of the winter holidays. Each holiday has their own traditions, memories, and delicious food. I'm Vivi Melody, and from my family to yours, I wish you the happiest, most delicious holiday season filled with love.
Happy holidays! This is Michael from Michael and the Rock Nest Monsters. My favorite thing to do during the holiday season is to celebrate with my family on Christmas Eve. I have a large Italian family, and we do the seven fishes. That's right, seven types of fish. I don't eat all of them, but I eat some of them, and just being there with my family is pretty cool. Have a great holiday season, everybody, no matter what you celebrate.
Weren't they nice? I loved them. Don't worry, though. There's lots more coming soon. By the next few episodes till next year, we're probably going to get a few. And there will be some coming out soon. If you want a spoiler alert, the next person we're interviewing is Gustafur Yellowgold. And here is Lucy's song. Bye! Lucy Calantari, to be exact. Bye!
It's the holidays in our community. We celebrate all in unity. Hanukkah, Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and a lovely New Year. Candlelight burning bright, casting glows on the windows. Swatted gifts, they reminisce the promise of love and family. Look over there, it's a Christmas tree. It's the holidays in our community. We celebrate all in unity. Hanukkah, Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and a lovely New Year. Games we play like Secret Santa make it so much fun. Mancala board games played with stones, dreidels made of wood and clay, spinning around and dizzy. It's the holidays in our community. We celebrate all in unity. Hanukkah, Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and a lovely New Year. ingredients for a celebration. All together we can sing songs of joy, health, and love. Hey, look, it's the ball dropping in Times Square.
Happy New Year!
It's the holidays in our community. We celebrate all in unity. Hanukkah, Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and a lovely New Year. It's the holidays in our community. We celebrate all in unity. Hanukkah, Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and a lovely New Year. And a lovely
It's time to wrap up the episode with our friendship pledge. Here it is. Encourage others to have fun during the holidays. What are you doing for the holidays? I'm going to go to see Elf, the musical. If you haven't seen Elf, it's really good. I saw the movie, but this is my first time going to see the musical, but I have seen musicals before. It's called our Core for Christmas. We always go out to do something fun. And this year we're expanding Core for Christmas by doing a Secret Santa. I got my brother Brody. Shh, he's not here. Don't tell him. Wait, yeah, you don't probably know him. He's like one of the background people in some of the episodes. But don't worry, I'll feature him in one of our episodes. I'm planning on doing a family episode. I've always wanted to do those. But still, we can't do it now. We have so many stuff planned. And I can't wait for the holidays. What do you celebrate? I celebrate Christmas. And I cannot wait for it. Bye. And here's Uncle Doc's new song, Snow Day. Bye.
Skating on the ice.